This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Several large wildfires continue to burn on Colorado's western slope today. Three firefighters were killed Saturday while fighting the Snyder Mesa fire. That fire has now burned more than 28,000 acres after lightning started it near the Utah border. Huge plumes of smoke could be seen miles away, including in Fruta. Evacuations are in effect for parts of that fire, and Governor Jared Polis has issued a state of emergency. He also deployed National Guard troops to assist. This afternoon, the Red Cross is moving the evacuation center to Grand Junction High School. Other large fires are burning near Ouray in Dolores and Montezuma counties and near Turquoise Lake near Leadville. For the latest on the fires, come to CPR.org. Jefferson County Public Schools got another warning letter from the U.S. Office for Civil Rights over its policies on transgender athletes, but this time school officials aren't asking the state for help. The district wrote a letter to Governor Polis, Attorney General Phil Weiser, and Colorado Education Commissioner Susanna Cordova. They asked the leaders to back them up, especially if the case goes to court. Federal officials say JEFCO is out of Title IX compliance by allowing transgender students who are assigned male at birth access to locker rooms, bathrooms, and onto girls' sports teams. Larimer County, on the northern end of the Front Range, has reported its first human case of West Nile virus this year. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The Larimer County Department of Public Health and Environment confirmed the case. Public health officials say it's in an adult who lives in Loveland. They may have acquired the disease during recent travel to another state. The person was hospitalized locally and is now recovering at home. So far, no mosquito samples in the county have tested positive for the virus yet this season, but officials say it's likely already circulating in mosquito populations as it does every summer. I'm John Daly, CPR News.